My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I feel like right off the bat, we should discuss the absolute shock to the college football world.
Wow.
That occurred last night. We need the fight song though for the two alumnus that are in the room. Sean, if you could. There it is. Curtis, what is the alma mater called?
For Boston.
Okay. For Boston. What a win.
Right.
Wow.
What a win for Bill O'Brien's Boston
Huge.
College Eagles last night.
That was massive.
Oh, goodness.
Can I have a very brief complaint before I get to all the happiness?
Oh, yes. Gosh.
Not a complaint, an idea. Going forward, instead of the 30-second BC ads, which are all great about campus life and why you should go to Boston College, mm-hmm. I think it should be 30 seconds honoring the Goudreaux. I feel like that would be a better use of the time.
Yes.
But I thought even Bob Wischusen, BC alum, on the call, perfect guy to do it. He did a great job encapsulating that horrific tragedy. But that game, Wiggy, the team that needed the gadget plays to score was Florida State.
Right. I told you.
Like, BC is legit. I know Florida State's not a great team, whatever. But that was the first time since Matt Ryan where I watched a game with BC against a great opponent play just a normal game and dominate against a top 25 team.
I'm just going to get my lead out of the way mm-hmm. right now. The last time BC beat Florida State was at 2017 at Alumni Stadium, wow. a home game. The right. last time that they won in Tallahassee was 2008. Now, wow. I know Curtis is older than that, but 2008 was the last time that they won in Tallahassee. As somebody who's been to a Florida State game mm-hmm. at Florida State, that's not an easy place
nope.
to play.
Nope.
The fact that they were there, and I'm sorry, sometimes I listen to the games and all I hear is like they pick a team, sometimes the play-by-play people, and then they choose to just kind of roll with them, and then any time that the other team is doing anything remotely good, it's like, man, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And the big thing last night was BC kept suffering from cramping. Because it was so hot, 90
yeah, it
degrees,
was hot down there.
61% humidity. But it was like, oh, God, do they have enough depth if everybody's going down with cramping? It's like, give me a break. The fact that Bill O'Brien was able to walk those guys in there mm-hmm. into that type of territory and win a game in that fashion, I know nobody's shocked. I am all in. Like, everything about it. Everything about it. They looked legit. They looked good. I don't care if FSU isn't that good. They looked good.
FSU's
BC looked good.
They're top 10 team.
Well,
10. I mean, they were coming into the season.
10.
They had very high expectations. It wasn't like they beat a team that was an unranked team.
At home.
Yeah. I said this from watching the Florida State versus Georgia Tech game. I said, if BC can run the football, because Florida State's D-line, they didn't do a good job against the run, and BC ran the football right down their throat all night long.
And old takes exposed that fan, that FSU fan that said if they lost to BC, he would eat actual dog poop.
Yeah.
I want to know where he is this morning because I just everything in FSU.
He is in the elevator at Echelon.
FSU trying to leave the ACC.
Right.
Oh, you think you're better than the ACC? You've just gotten your ass handed to you by two ACC teams back to back. Give me an effing break.
2 weeks. Yeah. They got another ranked team in Mizzou.
Yeah, so they have a bye next week. Thank God for that.
Hey, listen, it's exciting, and it's exciting for you two and for all of the Eagles and the Double Eagles and even the Triple Eagles, Curtis.
I have to say the most shocking part of last night is when Florida State got it within a touchdown. And they had that gadget play. I don't know how to pronounce that guy. The receiver was awesome on Florida State.
Yeah.
And BC gets the ball, and every BC team of my entire life throws an interception or fumbles in that spot. Tie game, they lose. They went down the field 60 yards because the idiot shoved the BC guy on the kickoff.
Yeah.
But that having Bill O'Brien, BC will be Boston's fall team. Mark it. Like, what a perfect timing for this. The Red Sox suck. Gag job. Wiggy right again. God, does that team suck.
Oh, they're awful.
And now you have BC entering the year. They're going to be top 20 now. We got the coach on every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Great idea by this show. And it looks like it's going to be awesome.
And the schedule's pretty – when you look at BC's schedule, next week they play Duquesne. Is that who they play next week?
Yeah.
And then the game after that is when they play at Mizzou. Mizzou's another ranked team. And if they could pull that away, there's a chance, based on their schedule, and if they can run the ball and play smart, the playoffs is wide open now, 12 teams.
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Any chance the Patriots can borrow any of their O-linemen?
Their O-line looks good.
For the weekend.
Yeah. Castellanos had all the time in the world.
Yeah. All right.
And you feel really old when a guy you watched as a kid's son is playing for BC and Pete Kendall, but his kid is awesome.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about on the show today, and it is a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, and that means that we will be joined by the head coach, Gerard Mayo, at about 8:20, somewhere around 8:20 or 8:30. We will talk with Gerard Mayo as the Patriots get ready, finally, for week one, and the, how do you say the team that they're playing?
Bengals.
Thank you,
Sean.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know if you know this. It's based off the Bengal tiger.
Yes, it is. That is
Bengals.
Correct.
Well done.
What? Coach Mayo turned into a disciplinarian over the weekend after inappropriate Instagram Live over a parking ticket.
Oh.
So we'll get to talk to him about that.
That was interesting.
It was kind of interesting.
That was definitely interesting.
So
pretty wild. The old coach, Mr. No Excuses, blaming taxes for not getting players. That was interesting.
You missed that
week.
One.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. If you're going to guarantee more money, you get the tax is irrelevant. You get the money off the cap.
Well, there's some reason. If you're willing to pay Brandon Ayuk $32 million, as we learned over the weekend, and he's not willing to come here, there's some reason.
Something.
There's some sort of an issue.
Like Courtney said, something smells fishy.
Yeah, it's the ocean.
But we will talk with Gerard Mayo at 8:20 or 8:30 this morning.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
It should not have a big fishy smell.
Shouldn't.
It is an issue. You missed that too, Curtis.
I missed that.
We were talking about sushi, just to be clear.
Yeah, yes, sure. Yep. Yep. Yes, I assumed so.
Uh-huh. And also, it's a tie Tuesday. So
you couldn't try to do what Courtney does. Like, if it was on purpose, it would never be as good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
100%, Curtis.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
No, it really shouldn't. How does the joke go, Curtis? The dad joke? The blind gentleman.
Oh.
Who he was.
I just had vacation. I don't need another one.
Squirrel finds a nut?
No. There was a blind guy. Wiggy, you won't believe this. He was walking by a fish market.
Right.
And he said, "Good morning, ladies." Which is just, that is just wildly inappropriate.
It really is.
Why? It really is.
It's terrible.
It really is. It's just wrong.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Right. Ty Law at 9 this morning.
Yep.
So can't wait to get Ty back. It's a big week. Curtis mentioned that Coach Bill O'Brien will join us every week during the NFL season. That includes Thursday. So on a short week, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including Our lead's coming up in just about 10 minutes at around 6:25, and then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. We will definitely talk about what Aaron Rodgers believes could be the outcome of this season for his New York Jets. He's very excited about this season, Aaron Rodgers. A bold prediction from Aaron Rodgers.
My prediction about the Jets being a dumpster fire looks better by the day.
Yeah.
They are going to absolutely suck, and he's going to blame everybody.
It could go either way. It is a talented football team, but if people are describing it from the outside as a dumpster fire or whatever,
if he's healthy, they'll be fine.
But they're going to lose Week One, even if he's healthy, in San Francisco Monday Night Football.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean.
The Super Bowl loss hangover is a real thing.
And the Jets, their D is tough, man. Their D is legit. And if Rodgers is, if he's healthy, Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, I mean, it might be a dumpster fire as far as some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, but I don't think it affects them on the field if Rodgers is healthy. Plus, we're not going to be able to see their dumpster fire because Oz is going to be raging like a massive one here in New England.
Okay.
We're going to be like, what did Jets do to him? We can't see.
I don't know. There are people who continue to tell me that they believe, honestly believe, that the Patriots have a legit chance of stealing one this weekend when it
stealing
comes to Cincinnati.
Where? Yeah, okay.
No, I'm just telling you. Yeah, you don't hear it?
I
hear it from people all the time.
It's a good spot, Wiggy, because you got the Bengals. Mm-hmm. They have the Chiefs next week.
Right.
Their leading receiver hasn't been practicing. Burrow missed most of last season. They could be looking past the Patriots.
They could.
It happened to the Patriots against bad teams early in the year on teams that end up winning Super Bowls.
It's any given Sunday.
Right.
I get it. But your defense has to be way better than it was last year, because I think your offense might take a step back based on your quarterback situation. A lot of the stuff that I get is, why isn't Drake May starting? That's what I get when I see people. What's the reason and why? And I'm like,
well, you'll be able to get more from Mayo about that this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, at least we'll try.
Yes. Oh, I mean, he's generally very forthcoming. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Not necessarily people say that they could steal a win. It's more about why isn't he playing or when will we see him out there.
So. Make sure you say you're confused before you ask the question, though, because that's when he gives you more.
Yeah, I am definitely confused. Yeah. I think we all are confused about is how everything played out, especially after last week and looking into it. Yeah, I mean, could the Pats, go into Cincinnati and Cincinnati be looking past them? Yeah, that's possible, but they better be on point with everything, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will get to talk to the head coach of the New England Patriots about all of that this morning in a couple of hours after we get to our leads. And they said it. News with Courtney coming up at around 7:45 this morning. And speaking of Courtney Cox, here she is with an update on what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, this show is full of winners in college football this morning. The number one Georgia Bulldogs took down number 14 Clemson 34-3 on Saturday, while, of course, BC went to Tallahassee to take down FSU last night 28-13. Your Georgia Bulldogs looked pretty
good.
Though.
My Minutemen didn't look so good.
I know.
They didn't look
what
good.
What happened?
They struggled. Their biggest thing right now is they can't get after the quarterback. No sniff, no pressure in the pass rush game.
Did the boys play?
Nah, they didn't play. So there's the issue. Well, that's one area where my oldest could contribute. But, every game, every week is another opportunity. Yep. I think the biggest area where they were kind of lost it a little bit.
I feel like Mrs. Wiggins needs to make some baked goods for the head coach.
Maybe she should. She should make some brownies or something.
Yeah.
Or she should cook up maybe her mac and cheese or something.
Right.
I was in your neck of the woods, Courtney, and I found a place that the mac and cheese, whoo, slap shoe. Is that what the kids say? Slaps.
Yeah.
What is it called? Hunters? Shout out to Chef Lambo.
You were at Hunters?
What?
Yes. And no call, no text.
Well, it was a last minute thing.
That's the way he rolls.
Stop it. I was checking with Greg.
You get a call.
Yeah, I was checking.
No, I didn't. You were at Hunters this weekend?
I was there yesterday.
Oh, I was around.
Yeah, but Hunters is not the seaport, though. I checked in when I come to the seaport.
It's Southie. It's right next
yeah,
door.
Yeah, I know. I should have checked in with Courtney and Curtis, but it was a last-minute thing.
Okay. You still could have.
Yeah, it was a last-minute thing.
All right, next time.
Quick shout-out to Sean McDonough. He did the Georgia-Clemson game.
Yes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Watched Saturday noon kickoff ever.
The broadcast last night, not great. The quality was terrible. The sound kept cutting out. Well, the sound kept cutting out, and then the time was all wrong.
Yeah.
They kept screwing up with the time. They also said that Florida State lost to Georgia Tech in London, which wasn't the case, right? Yeah. They were in Ireland?
They were in Ireland, yeah.
Anyway, a crazy story for the 49ers as rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital now after being shot in the chest during an attempted robbery Saturday afternoon. Pearsall's mother said Sunday in a social media post that the bullet exited out her son's back, missed his vital organs, adding that he is extremely lucky.
And I don't know, like, what they were saying. He was, like, he was coming out of a sign-in and he fought back. Sometimes I always say, man, just give it up. Ain't nothing worth it in life.
They were going for his Rolex.
Yeah. Hey, man, you want the Rolex? Take it.
No,
you got it.
No, you have. He was signing autographs.
Yeah.
Went into a mall or something afterwards, and they went for the Rolex.
Yeah, just give it up, man. You can always get another Rolex.
Get another life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Well.
And talk about this. I mean, he's not going to see.
I don't think so. And
they said it's only going to take him 4 weeks
There's
to come
no
back.
Way.
I don't
like
know.
It,
and again, Brian Robinson only took like 4 or 5 weeks to come back.
Yeah,
and he was shot in the leg.
Right.
Yeah.
And
the chest.
And the lady said, the lady who kind of saved him, the police officer, he asked, he was like, yo, am I going to die?
Right.
So, I mean, just give it up, man. If it's a rolly, whatever, you'll always get what you want back. So
it's crazy. The Patriots announced their captains, David Andrews, Juwan Bentley, Jacoby Brissett, Dietrich Wise, Jabril Peppers, and Joe Cardona will be your captains when the Pats take on the Bengals on Sunday.
We'll be able to ask Gerard Mayo about doing things differently down there this season when it comes to captains.
All right.
They will wear the C on their jersey.
Oh, okay.
And unlike when Bill was the coach, the players' vote actually counted.
All right.
The Red Sox dropped one to the Mets, 4-1 yesterday. Brian Baio won 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis, back and better than ever with your weather.
Excellent start to the week, Courtney.
Okay,
53 degrees and clear. I have to say, it's good to be home. I love it. I love being back with you guys. It's great to start off the fall. But dark coming into work just sucks.
Mm.
But it'll be a beautiful day. 53 degrees, afternoon high, sunny in the mid-70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.